Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Behold Our God. About 53 million light years from the Earth is a supermassive black hole that is the core of one of the largest galaxies known to man. Several billion times the mass of the Sun, this black hole, like all black holes, has such a gravitational pull that nothing, not even light, can escape it, which is why we see it as a black hole. It's hard for me to imagine a force so strong that it deforms space-time and not even light can escape. Where does such energy come from? Behold our God. On the side of a large cliff is a nest made up of twigs and carefully lined with deer fur. Nestled inside are several young ravens who are too young to fly and gather their own food. Miles from anyone, who will hear their cry and feed them? Behold our God. The great rebellion has rendered my heart an enemy of the King. The penalty demanded for my actions is nothing less than an eternal sentence. How can justice be served without me being separated from the King and forever banished from his kingdom? Behold our God. Behold means to gaze upon. It communicates more than merely looking at something. It means to look and gaze with a sense of awe. If you behold the sunset, you don't just see it. You see it and soak in its beauty. There are times when I simply look at the stars. Then there are nights when I am captured by their brilliance and I stop to behold them. If we can be captivated by aspects of God's creation, how much more should we be enthralled by the Creator Himself? How much more should we stop and behold our God through reflection and meditation on His Word? How much more should we recount His wondrous deeds and stand in awe? I wonder how many in the church today are bored and apathetic because they don't truly behold the wonder of Almighty God. Instead of beholding Him, we settle for things less worthy that fall short of our Lord's majesty. We fill up on microwave meals and bypass the gourmet steak dinner that is offered to us. Such a weak diet stunts our spiritual growth and makes God seem small. If our view of God is small, we should not be surprised when our faith is small. When we make God in our image, we shouldn't be surprised when we don't believe He's capable of working much beyond our own abilities. Instead, let us take time to behold the wonders of our God by feasting on His Word. Let us behold our God through prayer and meditation. As we behold the beauty of creation, may it point us to the One who spoke it all into existence. As one of my favorite songs declares, quote, "Who has held the oceans in His hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at His voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of His words? Who can teach the One who knows all things? Who can fathom all His wondrous deeds? Behold our God, seated on His throne. Come, let us adore Him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore Him." End quote. We are all plagued with doubts, questions, and fears. Our struggle against sin seems at times like a total loss. Some days we can barely conjure up enough energy to go about our day. A small view of God will not fuel our faith in such difficulties. However, believer, be encouraged that the same God who creates the massive amount of energy required to sustain a black hole also promises to give strength to those who trust Him. Isaiah 40, Colossians 1. If He hears the cry of the young ravens, Job 38:41, will He not also listen to His children? He knows each sparrow that falls to the ground, Matthew 10:29, and He certainly knows the concerns you have. Take time today to reflect on His wisdom, power, and goodness. Behold our God. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.